Greetings. Like to lay out a couple things. I am just gonna waste time just so I can go on a small rant here because, boy, this actually this may be a little mad, right? So, not only can you not register Manamon for multiple devices, this is a little off topic. I'm gonna go off topic before I really delve into the adventurous thing. But you can't register Manamon for multiple devices, which made me mad. And also, the prices never went down, which, if you've ever, like, went to Steam stores or any sort of stores, the price usually goes down on games, right? So the gate, still 30 bucks. Manamon, both Manamon 1 and 2 are both 30 bucks.
40 bucks! Shut up.
I think Paladin's 20 bucks. The point is, but that's beside the point. Let me show you what actually made me kind of mad. Okay, this is my opinion, by the way. I should just mention this. If you're playing a single player game, there's no online connect. There's no online scoreboard. There's no online thing whatsoever. I think you should be able to. You should be allowed to cheat, and not suffer the consequences. Hell. There's tons of fucking computer games out there that allow you to mod it. And some of them even allow you to go online. Fucking Fortnite, right? That's the prime example, Lethal Company. There's a bunch of them. Now, if I go in, I'm going to show you what pisses me off about Adventurous Sea. Now, keep in mind, I'm a seasoned Adventurous Sea player. I played the game almost 6 or 7 times. Beat it, never cheated on it. I wanted to cheat this time around, because I feel like I've earned the right. Because I've gotten very far. I have nothing against Adventure. I love Adventure C. The developer kind of pisses me off, though. Okay, so we're going to go into Adventure C.
Desktop list, Isaac, access calls, shortcut 125.
Yeah. 125 shortcuts. I hope you're proud of me.
Adventure C.
Let's go in here.
VGStorm.com.
And yes,
welcome
I'm
to Adventure.
I'm using NVIDIA SAPI because any sort of
new load of save.
I was locked alone. High one. Mobile. 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 6 seconds. Attack 475. Defense 375. It's 4,931,058. Current health 10,000. Oops. Maximum health 10,000. Status.
Okay, so I did the bad thing. I did the debug. But I'm gonna show you what pisses me off so much about the debug. Shut up. Okay, thank you. So we're gonna go into downloads. Why not? And I'm gonna show you. Let me kill this motherfucker first. Whoops. Did not mean to do that. Just meant to use the knife. Okay, if I hit left alt, right control, F2, press space. You have to hold all three of those keys down, then press space. So, no one's likely to find that out. Let me repeat what I just said. Hold down left alt, hold down right control, make sure they're all being held down. Hold down F2, while you have those three keys held down, press space. This is a password you will never guess, guys. This is what you get for being successful at the game. This is a password you're never gonna crack. Problem number one. Let's go ahead and keep going. So, we're gonna type in the password. And this password is never gonna be guessed. But I'm going to tell you right now what it is. We're going to go A. Wait, what was it? A, G, X. This is all lowercase. A, G, X. V, T. D, A, Z, Z, Y. 15352. You will get informed that you are a cheater. And your save will be permanently fucked. So that's why you are going to want to back up your save before you do this. Okay? Don't be stupid. Now let me show you what you get. What do you get in this menu for permanently fucking yourself? Oh, I did it wrong. Sorry, guys. Let's lower that music and lower that a little bit. I want to scream, but I don't want to scream over music.
Volume
great music,
volume.
Though. Okay, let's go.
Keep up the minutes. Get a debug. This will never plan.
A, G, X, D, A, Z, Z, Y. Oh, no. Oops, sorry, guys, I said it wrong. First time was right. A, G, X, V, T, DAZZY153352.
Welcome to the debug, Adventure at Sea. Mod location.
Hold on.
Keyhook has been installed. Keyhook has been in mod location.
Now, the biggest problem I hate about this is it installs the keyhook, and it'll fuck your NVDA over. That is, if you're using NVDA. If you have NVDA on at all, you're going to hit F2, and it's automatically going to turn on the keyhook, and you have to press F3 to turn it off. You know, the fun thing is when you have the keyhook installed, you can't freaking do your NVDA commands, so that's also very fun.
Adventure at Sea. Welcome to the debug control panel. You can now edit some aspects of your character or the current map.
Okay. You fuck yourself. What do you get when you fuck yourself? You would think, hey, you're a cheater. You beat the game. You did what you did. You're a veteran. You love this game. You deserve to be rewarded and not punished for finding a hard-to-crack thing that I just figured out today. Yes, I'm an Adventure at Sea veteran. I've been playing, like, whatever, since 2014, 2015. Never knew about this. Heard speculations. But the point is, let's keep going.
Mod bits.
Mod bits! Let me tell you what you lose out on. Before we continue, actually. You can't use the store. You can't use the post game. And you can't press Shift S to go to the stage build slash edit slash play menu. You get fist fucked. How does this make sense? Aaron! How the hell does this make sense? Why would you have mod bits in here if you can't use your bits?
Mod bits.
Mod bits. How is that useful? Newsflash, it's not! Alright, let me keep going.
Mod lives.
Mod lives. Now, this could be useful, I guess. Whatever the fuck. Doesn't matter. Let's go down.
Kill all enemies.
Kill all enemies. Okay, pretty good. Not bad.
Turn invincible.
Turn invincible. Not bad. But the problem is, it's just like the invincibility timer on the item, so you get... You just basically get the invisibility item handed to you. It's very stupid. Now, it'll come in handy. But keep in mind, folks, you can't access any post-game material. Whether it's stages or post-game. So you're going to be playing the same old boring 9 levels, plus the windows or whatever the stupid fuck you get.
Clear all basic stages.
Clear all basic stages. Now, why would you want to do that? Those are the only stages you can access!
Fully restore battery to 5,000.
Fully restore battery. Okay, that's good.
Mod location.
Mod location is pretty bullshit. Because if you don't know where you're going... You might just land yourself in a hazard, corrupt sector, and no amount of enemy clearing slash invisibility slash clear basic stages is gonna help you from a hazard. Right. So, why? Why in the world would you do this? Well, you could be a cheat bastard and use cheat engine. And scan 10101010 until you're able to lock down the value that makes it so your save gets fucked. Then you could give yourself a fuck ton of bits. That's the only thing I could think of that it could be useful, but you have to use Cheat Engine. This is absolutely lame. Because keep in mind.
425 to 325 defense.
Look at that.
425 attack. 325 defense.
So, oh, also, I just learned this today too. You can modify, if you modify your attack or your defense to max, either one, you cannot modify the other to max. Which is the stupidest thing. So, let's say you get your attack to 425
attack.
420. Or no, 500. That's the top, I believe. Well, the remainder goes to your defense. Actually, I don't even think it does. If you go to 500 on your attack, you're done. I think it automatically says, you can't do this now. I don't know. 10,000 is your max health. What else really stupid about this? If you go over...
Are you sure? Yes.
Let's just go back. let's go back over
my
here.
My downloads, my pictures, my music,
keep in mind, this is how fucked up Aaron is in the head, right? I'm gonna complete this. So, let's go over here. So keep in mind, if you're dumb enough, and you decided, hey, let's do debug before we max out our shit. Well, you can't do it now. I'm still sick. Okay, you can't access the shop.
I see no reason why the likes of you should be allowed to build or play custom stages. Mobile MC Fever, I see no reason why the likes of you
should
be
Do you see how stupid this is? Do you see how stupid this is? Now, keep in mind, back up your save! Because if you don't, there's no going back. So first of all, this not only is this the most hardest thing to access in Venture C. Problem one, I would get past that. If problem two wasn't the password, if problem three wasn't your save getting permanently fucked, if problem four wasn't you can't go back. There's so many problems with this, so many glaring issues. I should be able to cheat this game and get away with it. It's a single player game. There's no online aspect to it whatsoever. Yes, there's stages, but the stages can't help you cheat the main game. So, my question to you guys, is my rant validated? What do you guys think? Write in the comments. Tell me what you guys think about this, because this got me mad. This is another reason why, I mean, look, dude, Aaron Baker, I really like your games, but I just don't like the way that you go about some things. I should be able to cheat if I want to. There's nothing wrong with cheating a single-player game. Now, if it's an online game, sure. I don't care. Yeah, you know what? I would agree with that. Don't let anybody cheat an online game. Any game with a scoreboard or real-time interaction? Fuck that. I mean, I love to cheat on anything, but the point is, it's a single-player game. Rant over. I'm going to go ahead and go and fix my save. Hope you guys enjoy. Don't mess with the debug unless your save is backed up. Because if you do, then you'll get fucked. Oh, if you don't, then you'll get screwed. Whatever. I don't care. I'm done cursing, screaming, yelling, shouting, puking, pissing, shitting.
Welcome to Adventure at C colon.
Welcome
Please
to
cycle
Adventure
through
C
the menu
colon.
With your up and down arrow
Welcome
keys.
To Adventure
Every
C
menu except
Every
this one uses TTS.
This one uses
Make
TTS.
Sure to stop
Make
by
sure
the TTS
stop
configuration
by. Stop.
Screen before you
buy
the
TTS.
Load a save.
Well, that guy just freaking pops his peas. I love Adventure C. Don't get me wrong, this isn't full hatred or anything like that. I love Adventure C. I've loved it so much. It's inspired so many things for me. But this makes me mad.
New T-Tech checker exit.
Very mad. Alright, let's check the comments. Ooh, a comment from Aaron Baker. He says,
I have to disagree with what you're saying here. I do not pop my peas like you say I do. I am very outraged by your comment and will therefore go to the AudioPub website and demand that this post be taken down. Do you understand me? Taken down!